Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Our learning today is sponsored by Regina Bober. Mo Regina, in honor of her son, Jeffrey Bober, celebrating a special birthday. So we've been discussing the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos the past two nights. And just to review, we discussed from when can you begin reciting Kriyat Shema. We said, Tzeis Kochavim, the Mishnah says, and that's the problem. Why? Because we're going to say Kriyat Shema in a few moments. After Shkia, not before Tzeis. We discussed the fascinating Machlokes Rishona between Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and others, and how we pass Halach L'maisa. Ultimately, we should say Kriyat Shema again when it gets dark outside. Then the Mishnah discussed from what's the latest time that you could say Kriyat Shema. We had three opinions. Rav Elazar says the first third of the night. Chachamim say until Chatzos. Rav Gamliel says until Amud HaShachar, until daybreak. Maisa Shabau Banab Mibesa Mishdeh. It's a story that Rav Gamliel's sons came home late from a wedding. Amrulo, right? They said to their father, Lo Karinu et Shema. We forgot to say Shema. I don't know, there wasn't a minyan at the wedding. It's unclear what exactly was going on, that they didn't say Kriyat Shema or Davin at the wedding. They didn't say Shema. Amr Lahem, Im Lo Allah Amud HaShachar. Right, this is the rule. Look outside if it's not Amud HaShachar yet. Chayavin Atan Likros. You could still say Kriyat Shema, even though it's after Chatzos. Meaning, even though the majority opinion, Chacham, say Chatzos, you can wait afterwards. V'lo zu bilvad, right? Ela kol mash amru chachamim ad Chatzos, mitzvah san ad shel amud HaShachar. The truth is, Rav Gamliel is explaining the opinion of Chachamim, that when the Chachamim say until Chatzos, they said that lest you fall asleep and forget to say it at all. Therefore, they made a gzeira, a takana, to protect the mitzvah d'oraisa. So they pushed up the goalpost to make it easier so less people forget and fall asleep later at night. But if you came home and you forgot to say Kriyat Shema, for sure, you should go ahead and say it. Then the Mishnah says parenthetically, this is also true by another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that at night we burn the extra parts of the korbanos. When it comes to korban ola, we burn the evarim, the limbs, and also the chalavim, the fats. All other korbanos, we burn most of the fats as well. That is done mitzvasan achalur amud HaShachar. The mitzvah is to burn them until daybreak, right? Until amud HaShachar. All those that are eaten in that day have to be burned that night. However, the Chachamim say there that you have to do it until Chatzos. So why Chatzos? Because to prevent us from passing that time and not doing it, lest we forget. So there's a fascinating discussion based off this Mishnah a little bit, which is the following. When the Chachamim, right, reestablish or redo a mitzvah d'oraisa to make a gedder, to make a fence around that mitzvah d'oraisa, let's say you violate it. Do you still do the mitzvah? For example, the Chachamim say, it's Gemara, right? Rosh Hashanah is coming up very, very soon. You can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So, let's say you do. Let's say you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. There's a fear, right? The concern is, if you blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, then you may Shema Yavrenu Dal Adamas Rosh Hashanah, you may carry it in Rosh Hashanah, which is going to be a big problem. Okay, on Shabbos. So therefore, you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you did. Or let's say you know, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva where somebody is walking by a non-Orthodox shul where they were blowing shofar on Shabbos. So should you, right? Chop in the mitzvah, maybe. Is it a mitzvah? Chachamim say don't do it. So did they completely uproot the mitzvah lagamre, completely? Or did they say, hey, if you're going to do it, if it's being done already, maybe go listen to it. What do you think? Are you getting some credit?
Yes.
No? So Rabbi Kiva Eger says cost benefit. You get a mitzvah d'oraisa, but you violate mitzvah d'rabbanan. He would suggest that maybe you would listen to it. Many, many, many other poskim disagree with Rabbi Kiva Eger, and they say absolutely not. Once Chachamim say you can't do it on Shabbos, it's like there's no mitzvah. The Chachma Shlomo, the Marshal, Shlomo Luria, was a cousin of the Ramah. They very often disagree with one another. A few different cases, famous cases in Shas. In Shulchan Aruch, they disagree. He had the following suffix. Let's say someone forgot. They woke up, they forgot it's Rosh Hashanah. And now they blew a tkiah, a shvarim, and then after the tkiah shvarim, they remembered it's Shabbos. So if they blow the next tkiah, it could be, they're mekayim some level of a deraisa, of a biblical mitzvah on Shabbos. So should they blow that third blow? Alex, absolutely not. No way. So the Marshal is not sure. He has a huge, huge column going back and forth on this issue. He's not sure what one would do in that situation. Ultimately, what should one do? Know what day it is, right? We should know what day it is, ultimately. But it's a fascinating question, again, related to this mitzvah.